is 90.3 WBHM. I'm Sarah D'Elia. This week, Republican Representative Mo Brooks of Huntsville, Alabama, found himself in hot water after he made some controversial remarks about the Democratic Party. Brooks claimed that the Democratic Party is, quote, waging a war on whites, and politicians from both party lines are taking issues with those comments. Kyle Whitmire is a political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News, and he joins us now to discuss. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, to start off, for those who missed it, what exactly were Representative Brooks' comments that he made?
Well, he's talking on the Laura Ingraham show, and Laura Ingraham is a conservative commentator, and she sort of made the immigration issue her signature issue on her show. And they were talking about this, and, you know, he says that the Democratic Party is, you know, trying to make white people out to be the, you know, bad people, like white people hate everybody, and says the Democrats are waging a war on whites. And, you know, even Laura Ingraham at that point is kind of like, well, maybe there's a better way of putting that. And he's like, no, it's a war on whites. So, I mean, and since then, he's affirmed these comments. He's not backing down off of them at all. And it's sort of he's owning them for better or for worse.
Well, how do you think these comments impact the Republican Party, not just in Alabama, but on a national scale?
Well, I mean, before you get to that, you have to think about what is happening to the GOP demographically. After the last presidential election, the party did a study and did sort of had a strategy paper looking at, you know, what their future looks like in this country. And a big part of that is what's happening with the Hispanic population. We have 53 million Hispanic and Latinos in the United States. These are not illegal immigrants. These are American citizens. That's 17% of our population. Half of the increase in our population between 2011 and 2012 were Hispanics. This is a growing demographic, and it's a demographic that this immigration debate, and this is what this is focusing on, you know, is turning this group of people off to the Republican Party, and that's a real liability for them. And, you know, it's when you look at the Democratic strategy, what they have done very well is cobble together lots of minorities and women into a majority to win the White House. And you have Republicans out there who that intimidates. And Mo Brooks seems to be one of those.
Well, as listeners and readers take in these comments from Brooks, what has the public response been?
Well, I mean, the public response in Alabama is going to be pretty safe for Brooks. This is not, I mean, I don't think this will hurt him politically at all. It could put him at odds with leadership in his party, who are looking at states like Texas and thinking, what happens when, you know, a state like Texas, which we've always been able to count on, becomes a party competitive state and we have to fight for it. There are Republican strategists who say that if that happens, the Republicans may never see the White House again.
Well, public response aside, what has the Republican response in Alabama been to his comments?
Well, I mean, there's not a lot in Alabama. There's one one candidate for the state house. His name is Darius Foster. He's a black Republican and has sort of been climbing uphill with that label. Because he's running in a Democratic-held majority black district and has been trying to get people to sort of, you know, think, I hate this phrase, but think outside the box about him personally. And, you know, he came out today or late last night and said, look, you know, once again, I'm not having to defend Republican ideals or principles, but I am having to defend Republicans. And he said that, you know, this sort of talk does not work well for either the party or for, you know, the constituents he wants here in the state of Alabama.
And finally, Kyle, Brooks seems to be coming from a place of frustration with these comments. Do you have any idea of where that frustration comes from?
Well, I mean, it is, you know, the question I asked today in a column I wrote at AL.com is, you know, who are you talking to? You know, he is speaking to the constituency that he has had. I think what Foster is saying and what others are saying is, look, we have to start building, the Republican Party has to start building outside of that constituency. And I'm not sure that Mo Brooks is ready to go there yet.
Kyle Whitmire is a political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.